Amen. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to deacons, mothers, to each and every one of you in your respective places. Amen. It's a blessing to see Cormelina and her family here. Amen. I'm thankful to see her and her daughter, man, and her mom. Amen. It's a blessing. We had a great time on yesterday, so much so that, you know, I believe with that outreach ministry, we need to do it again. And that's how we're going to increase and do God's work. So I'm even looking for the committee getting together to plan for next year. Don't wait till the last minute. Let's start now. Have it at the same place. Get that locked up. That way we can get the date that we want. Amen. And I have to alter. Amen. So that's why it's good to plan early and get it on the calendar, so we won't have to take a secondary date. We can get the date we want. Amen. And then we can start planning from there. So I will ask that the committee get together and we start working on next year. This is pushing it, but I would like to have two. Amen. Sometimes this time next year could be too long. So we need to kind of have a in between. So we need to do one first half of the year and do another one later on in that year. I believe everybody enjoyed themselves. So there's nothing wrong. You know how to relieve stress? Laughter. And have some fun. So let us start planning now. So committee, you know who you are. Let's work on it. Scripture reading is coming from Psalms 23. Times when ministers get ready to preach on a certain scripture, usually when you call out the scripture and the book, some folks already know where you're going. That's why you get those all right, because they done already read in there what's going on. Psalms 23. Verse 5. Can I get an amen? Amen. Just want to know you with me. This one scripture is going to tell you how short my message is going to be this morning. I like saying that. Psalms 23, verse 5. Reading from the King James Version. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. To the readers, hearers, and doers of God's word. Life here on earth is a battleground. God's people are pilgrims and strangers here on earth. We are runners in a race. We are sheep in a sheepfold. We are branches of a vine. The Bible says that we are soldiers engaged in a battle against spiritual forces. Amen. Spiritual enemies. The Bible teaches that there are three sources of evil in life. You got the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world is the physical environment and system of cultures that distracts us from God. I'm gonna tell you, it don't take much to distract us from God, okay? And the world provides an alternative view of reality from the gospel. The flesh always is warring against the spirit. The world is the atmosphere, a mood. It is hard for a sinner, listen to what I'm saying. It is hard for a sinner to recognize the world's temptation as it is for a fish to discover impurities in the water. Y'all get that? Hard for a fish to discover the impurities that's in the water, just like it is for us. It is hard for us to discover. That's why, you know, a lot of times people, have y'all ever talked to people that love to give you their opinion? I don't mean no disrespect, but I don't care about people's opinion. Your opinion means nothing to me. Tell me what the word of God says. That's what matters. Because people, I always say this, and this is a true statement. You got a lot of people out there that can give you law advice, but ain't passed the bar. Amen? You got a lot of lawyers out there, boy, I'm telling you. Walking around, there's a lawyer all over the place, but none of them passed the bar. In other words, they're going to give you their opinion. The flesh is that conscious and unconscious inner life that operates out of our egos, our disposition, and our addiction. The devil is that spiritual power who plays on these elements to tempt us to rebel against God. The devil uses, you know, and this is one thing I always tell people about the devil. The devil is the same. We don't even make him be creative. What do I mean by that? He used the same strategy that he's been using all these years. We don't even make him be creative in attacking us. We be like, well, that ain't gonna happen to me. You're right, not that, but something else. Different folks, same strokes. That's what, the devil's using the same tactics. He's not changing. I said this to someone, I can't remember who I said it to, but the legendary coach Bob Shannon spoke to a reporter. And a reporter asked Bob Shannon, why are you running the same play? You run that same play all the time. He said, until they stop it, I'm going to keep shoving it down their throat. He said, why should I open up my playbook when you can't stop this one play? He was running a wing back option, and you all know he won many championships off of this one play. Why? Because they couldn't stop it. He said, I am not. He said, I play power football. I'm coming right at you. That's what the devil does. He plays power, and he comes right at us, and we don't allow him to do something different. Psalms 23 reminds us that the good shepherd prepares, the good shepherd is God, a table for us in the presence of our enemies. The sheep are able to be safe because they are under the protection of the good shepherd. And the good shepherd is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who stands guard over us. He nourishes us in the midst of conflict. The table stands for the saving action God has on us. So you need to, a lot of times we need to understand, we need to press through when things are hard. Shutting the door to all the voices that tell us it's over for us. You have to keep a defiant spirit in the face of overwhelming evidence. God's word is true, and he is indeed perfecting everything that concerns you. When you have overwhelming evidence against you, y'all ever had to defend a lie? Have y'all ever had that? Keep on living, you will. I had to, I say this in a way, I had to defend a lie. There was a person who came to church here one Sunday where they was a member, and they said, I stopped in the middle of my message and said that I spoke this. Now, y'all know that everything is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. Said that I stopped in the middle of my message to tell her baby to shut up because I couldn't keep preaching. Have y'all ever heard me say that those who've been here, that's what was said. That I stopped in the middle of my message to tell her child to be quiet because I couldn't continue to preach. Y'all know how many distractions I get while I'm up here? Y'all know how many distractions I get? Last Sunday, the mic was going out, and I was distracted, right? But I kept preaching. Did I stop? My point, but it's hard to defend a lie. When folks are not attending, and they be like, did he really? See, that's why I don't go to church. See, folks start believing this crap. So you got to defend this. But see, the Bible says when you are persecuted, when you are falsely accused, you should count it all joy. You want to know why? Because just like they did Jesus, falsely accused him of stuff that he said, I did this in the open. I wasn't behind closed doors. When you saw me, he had a bunch of people around him. They wanted to know some things about Jesus. Jesus said, go ask the man right there. He can talk. God can use your enemies to bless you, though. Did y'all know that? What you may think as a disappointment, a person that walked away, a friend that betrayed you, a coworker that's trying to make you look bad, you may not like that, but you couldn't reach your destiny without them. And I'm going to prove it to you. It's all a part of God's plan to get you to where you're supposed to be. David would only be known as a shepherd boy if it wasn't for Goliath. Goliath was strategically placed in David's path not to defeat him, but to promote him. Without Goliath, David would have never taken the throne. So don't complain about your enemy. It may look like a setback. It's a setup for God to get you to where he wants you to be. Goliath was there to get David to the throne. God could have easily, listen to what I'm saying, God could have easily used King Saul to promote David. Am I right? He could have used King Saul. Saul had the authority. Think about this for a moment. Saul had the authority. He was in position to say, David is going to be my successor. He could have very easily said that. A king has authority. It ain't like the president. The king comes with his authority. God could have moved on Saul's heart, told him to promote David, but God chose to bless David not through friends, but through his enemies. That's why we don't have to kiss up to people. Did y'all hear me? You ain't got to kiss up to folks. Try to convince them to like you. Hopefully they'll give you a good break here and there. No, God doesn't have to use your friends. He can use your enemies, your critics. He can use them to push you up further. See, it's interesting that when David defeated Goliath, you didn't hear no more about him, did you? That's because he served his purpose. You never hear any more about him. Goliath, listen to what I'm saying, was created for David's purpose. Part of his destiny was to establish who David was. Just as God has divine connection lined up for you, people to encourage you, push you forward, he also has people lined up to try to stop you. Amen? There's people that's lined up to try to stop you, discourage you. Something that you all don't know, before we tried to get this building, we had a realtor that was stopping us. Oh, y'all shouldn't do that. Y'all shouldn't do that. Y'all shouldn't do that. Did that stop us? No. All we did was just say, you're not the one for us. Excuse us. Go get somebody else. Then when we were trying to get a loan, man, we were being turned. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. We were turned down just about. It's like, is there any more banks around? I mean, we was turned down by so many banks. Unbelievable. Then we went to another bank and they turned us down. And then we got a phone call from the person at the bank, said, I know y'all ain't giving up. Reached out to us. Another Christian reached out to us, said, I know y'all ain't giving up. You got to keep fighting. Then we end up getting a loan. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, the first thing people like to do is when they face opposition is to give up. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is the most cowardice way to do it. That is the most easiest way to do it. If you want to be a quitter, just give up. But if you are a fighter, you're going to say, no, there's another way to do this. You're going to say, no, see, that's what a soldier does. See, a soldier will say, no, there's another way to do this. We got to figure out another way. God lines up people in your life to make you a better person than what you are. So there are some Goliaths ordained to come across your path. Y'all know Goliath wasn't small, right? Okay, I just want to make sure you understand who Goliath is. Sometimes God will put an enemy in your life to keep you stirred up. God will put somebody there to keep you stirred up. Because you know what happens when something, y'all ever went to a pot and things had settled, they're just sitting there? Y'all won't go and dip your spoon in there and start getting stuff out of there, will you? No, what you gonna do? You're gonna stir it up, right? God keep people in your life to get you stirred up. Because see, what happens when people get comfortable? You don't wanna do nothing. You sit there, you relax. I remember one time, this is the funniest thing, boy. I'm telling you, you know, our family, we got this building, this store, and we had an intention to clean this store up. I don't know if they remember it or not. We had this intention to clean this store up, right? So we all ate. And we sat. Got comfortable. Then we realized we saw the store from the house. We was like, y'all know we supposed to be cleaning up. Y'all gonna do that? Nobody didn't want nobody to bring it up. But since somebody brought it up, we was like, oh no, let's do it next Sunday. You know what I mean? Not right now. I'm gonna tell you, when you get comfortable, man, that food kicked in. And you was like, man, no, it was good. I don't know. Not this Sunday. I ain't feeling right. Now, if we had to ate some salad, man, we'd be like, yeah, let's go. And then when I'm done down there, I'm going to get some real food. I'm telling you, if we had to ate some salad, our eyes would have been wide awake. Sometimes you have to greet your enemies. When you see them, don't avoid them. Greet them. Say hi to them. Y'all don't understand. Y'all think I'm crazy right now. No, you want me to tell you why? Because, see, when you greet them, you disarming them. Because, see, you're doing something that they're not expecting you to do. They're expecting you to avoid them. And so, therefore, you give them what they want. No, when you see your enemy, don't go the other way. Take the different route. Mm-mm. No, you see them coming, walk up to them. Don't avoid them. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power. So when you see them, greet them. They're going to be like, they spoke to me. It's going to mess them up. They're going to be like, this. You're going to stun them. They're going to be walking and they're going to stop. I mean, think about that for a moment. You just disarmed them. If you go a different way, they're going to be like, yeah, I got them on the run. Yeah, when they see me coming, they making a path for me. See, that's what you're doing to them. But see, when you greet them, you disarming them, and you making them be like, oh, shoot. Oh, man, they must have went to church. They must have read God's word. Because they supposed to run from me. But this person that's facing me, it's going to be, oh, man, you messing them up now. See, instead of looking the other way, ducking into the other room or crossing the street or even using your call ID, no. Pick up the phone. Talk to them. You're disarming them. See, God allows critics and these doubters, these discouragers, even some of the haters, so you will... So when you feel tired and think you want to give up, you keep pressing forward. Amen? So shake it off. Not because you feel like it, but because you don't give in to the enemy. Like, you know, United States, I always say this, we don't negotiate with terrorists. You don't negotiate with the enemy. David said in Psalms 23 and 5, you prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. Notice, when God brings you through the opposition, he's not going to do it in private. He's going to do it where all of the people who can't stand you, he's going to bless you. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lady on the job who got promoted. And there were some people on that job couldn't stand her. But right there, God took her and blessed her. Now guess what? All those people who couldn't stand her, now all of them got a report to her. Y'all better know God will do it. Y'all better know he'll do it. And this woman ain't done nothing wrong to them. She's about her job. And she's doing a great job. So God took her and blessed her and elevated her. And so now all these people that was talking about her, you know, people, you know, folks try to get you fired and try to use false accusation against you. That's what they were doing. But in the midst of all that, God took this woman and blessed her, and now all of them got a report to her. I'm telling you, I see scripture right there in front of me. Hate on her all you want to, but this woman is blessed. God used Judas more than he used the other disciples. Now, y'all are like, what? But Peter, James, and John, I know that was his inner circle. Those are his homeboys. Yeah, I know that. I get it. That was his crew. But Judas, God used Judas. Judas was ordained to betray Jesus. That was his purpose, to try and stop him. And if it wasn't just his idea, it was the plan of God. At the time, it seemed like a bad break, but if he had not betrayed Jesus, think about this. There wouldn't have been a crucifixion without the cross. There wouldn't have been a resurrection. Without the resurrection, we wouldn't have redemption, no salvation. Judas was used more than the disciples. Amen? Because look what Judas done for us. He tried to stop Jesus, but in stopping Jesus, it pushed Jesus further to the cross. So what am I saying? Don't complain about the person that betrayed you. If they walk away, they didn't set you back. They set you up for a fullness of your destiny. That's all they did. If they lied about you, tried to push you down, overlook you, it may not have been fair, but if God allowed it, he knows what he's doing. The longer I live, the more I realize nothing happens by accident. No, it don't happen by accident. If you'll keep the right attitude, God will use you. Amen? Some of the things that we don't like, that we're asking God to get rid of, if he removed them right now, we wouldn't reach our highest potential. There's things that people in school, you know, you get one of those tough teachers and you don't like that teacher. Well, that teacher is really what you need. If you don't get that teacher, then you may not be as strong as you are today. You know, I know sometimes we like that easy teacher because we just want to just float on in. That's the same. I remember Charles Stanley preached about this, and a lot of us, we don't want to go through all of this stuff that the disciples went through and all the other Christians went through. We just want to just say, hey, Jesus, accept me as my personal Savior. Can we just not float on in? It don't work that way. When you go and register for school, what you're registering for is those tests too. You understand what I'm saying? You're registering for those pop quizzes. You're registered for those final exams, all that in between. You know what I'm saying? That's the studying. I got to sacrifice my time now to study. I can't be hanging out. I can't go out with my friends. That's not important. I got to study. That's what you're signing up for, all of that stuff. So God doesn't remove that from us. He uses that. He uses everything that we go through in life for a reason and for a purpose. Amen? In the book of Mark, chapter 23, I'm sorry, Mark chapter 2, verse 3. I want y'all to see something here. In Mark chapter 2, verse 3. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the salsa, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And then they had broken it up. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick, of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning, watch this, in their hearts, why do this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but only God? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, Jesus knew what they were thinking, that they so reasoned within themselves. He said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Why are you thinking this? Whether it is easy to say to the sick of the salsa, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. Now I want to show y'all something. Those are naysayers. Those are the haters. Always complaining. Always criticizing, always got their opinion, got something to say. This man may not have been healed. Jesus could have just said, your sins have been forgiven, and he could have said, move on. But because he knew what they were saying in their hearts, Jesus healed this man. So when people are talking about you, trying to make you look bad, push you down, don't worry. God hears all that foolishness. I want y'all to understand where I'm going here. God hears all that foolishness. They are putting you in a position for God to bless you in a greater way. You don't have to straighten them out. You don't have to get them told. I know that's what you want to do. You don't got to do that. Don't fight battles that don't matter. Stay in peace And like with this man, God will use your enemies to bless you. As we read this, it looks like God was just going to forgive him of his sins, right? But because he heard these people over here talking trash.